You want to start?
Okay. Thanks for coming. Before we get started, Andy asked me to say a few words. Orlando Delasso, Mystery Sandwich, and Ceiling. And there's Andy.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for coming this evening. We are the Poltergeist Trio. I'm Andy. That's Kevin. That's Paul. We were formed from straw and clay and a small amount of very wet dung. Actually, we thought at one point that we would try to do some things that were akin to the records that people like Kenneth Rexroth made in the 50s and 60s, where poets would read with musicians behind them. You know, it's not a new idea. But then we realized that none of us knew who Kenneth Rexroth was, or had ever heard of this person. And we thought, how did we all come up with the same name? And that led us to realize that under the right laboratory conditions, given one beer and some chunks of language, very interesting results might take place if we all just try to talk at the same time and play our instruments. So that's some of what you'll hear tonight, and you'll hear some other things as well. We'll do two sets of great length, and there will be a pause in between them, which is what makes them sets. This
is that
show.
Pause or applause?
What's that?
Pause or applause?
A pause. This set is dedicated to Uncle Cecil, right?
Cecil?
Yes.
And we begin with a collaboration between Kevin Ducey and Dante Alighieri. Which goes out through the ceiling to Orlando Delasso.
Please turn on your cell phones for the length of the performance. Across the nation, everyone sang "Duda, Duda," and cared little about what it meant. Number 23. In my mind, I could honk, honk, imagine their pursuit, and quack, even as I turned to my master, the quacking of the monster and the flapping of duck wings behind us could be heard. "Your thought is mine as well," he said, "and those patos reactionarios would do us harm. Lo, their ad campaigns are almost upon us." Saying so, he lifted me lightly in his arms and slid down the sloping wall that separates one hell from the next. And looking up from where I found my feet, I could see their angry flapping and honking, and although they could not leave their ring to pursue us further, I could still never look upon a duck without some fear. Turning, we followed the crowded path and entered the square to the sound of great weeping and loss. The anarchist had died, and hundreds of thousands were here in mourning. Someone had ordered a band, and being anarchists, someone else had ordered a band. And anarchist soldiers blew their whistles and car horns. Some wore the face of Eleanor Roosevelt, and others were shot down in defense of Madrid. And Vallejo stopped to say, "If Spain falls, I mean, it's just a thought. Go out, children. Go out, children."